Halloween. Halloween is a patchwork holiday stitched together with cultural, religious, and occult traditions that span centuries. Its origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their new year on November the 1st. This day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. Celts believed that on the night before New Year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. On the night of October the 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it is believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. On May the 13th, 609 AD, Pope Boniface IV dedicated the Pantheon in Rome in honour of all Christian martyrs, and the Catholic feast of All Martyrs' Day was established in the Western Church. Pope Gregory III later expanded the festival to include All Saints as well as All Martyrs, and moved the observance from May the 13th to November the 1st. By the 9th century, the influence of Christianity had spread into Celtic lands, where it gradually blended with and supplanted the older Celtic rites. In 1000 AD, the Church would make November the 2nd All Souls' Day, a day to honour the dead. It's widely believed today that the Church was attempting to replace the Celtic Festival of the Dead with a related church-sanctioned holiday. All Souls' Day was celebrated similarly to Samhain, with big bonfires, parades, and dressing up in costumes as saints, angels, and devils. The All Saints' Day celebration was also called All Hallows or All Hallowmas, from Middle English, Al Hollow Mess, meaning All Saints' Day. And the night before it, the traditional night of Samhain in the Celtic religion, began to be called All Hallows' Eve and, eventually, Halloween. In the second half of the 19th century, America was flooded with new immigrants. These new immigrants, especially the millions of Irish fleeing the Irish potato famine, helped to popularise the celebration of Halloween nationally. As the beliefs and customs of different European ethnic groups, as well as the American Indians, meshed, a distinctly American version of Halloween began to emerge. The first celebrations included play parties, public events held to celebrate the harvest, where neighbours would share stories of the dead, tell each other's fortunes, dance, and sing. Borrowing from Irish and English traditions, Americans began to dress up in costumes and go house to house asking for food or money, a practice that eventually became today's trick-or-treat tradition. The young pranksters wore masks so they wouldn't be recognised. But over the years, the tradition of harmless tricks grew into outright vandalism. Storekeepers and neighbours began giving treats or bribes to stop the tricks, and children were encouraged to travel door to door for treats as an alternative to troublemaking. By the late 30s, trick or treat became the holiday greeting.